interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. July is here, and I'm telling you, it was a pretty big season. And season these days lasts a lot longer than it once did. For those who are locals here in the Treasure Coast, you know exactly what I mean. And before I introduce you to our guests in the studio, to do a little recap of probably one of the most exciting events, I do want to give some shout outs and some love to a few of our sponsors. Let's kick it off with Michelina's. You know that as summer is here, you don't necessarily want to do all the cooking. You want to go out and enjoy, swim. Michelina's there in Stewart off of US 1 has the ability for you to just grab family to-go meals. You can feed 4 to 6 people for just $60, put it on your own custom serving dishes, and take all the credit. Moms, this is a hack. Life, you deserve it. You deserve it. Michelina's is open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to close for dinner. They do catering, big and small, as well as those awesome family to-go dinners that I hope you take advantage of this summer. Additionally, thank you so much to True Colors Salon and Spa with weekend and evening hours. Not only do they have a stylist for every type of hair and budget, they go beyond just hair. There is skincare there. There is nails. And we're talking like standard type of nail. None of the additional chemicals or dips that you might find at other nail salons that yours truly may very well indulge in because it lasts, it does. But they do massage and so much more. I recently just purchased the massage package in bulk and they do monthly specials. So we're very excited to be able to talk with Courtney and learn about some of the July specials that we can take advantage of. But definitely get in there, True Color Salon. It's in Vero. It's worth the drive right on Old Dixie. Speaking of gorgeous hair and nails and makeup, everybody looks their best when it comes down to dancing with the Vero stars. And we just happen to have our 2025 Mirror Ball winner in the house. Congratulations, Miss Erin Colenda, darling.
Thank you.
Did you have an incredible time?
It was magical.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's face it. There is an incredible team that helps put all this together, from volunteers to staff and, of course, to the lady that's at the helm of all of that. We have our Indian River County Healthy Start CEO, Megan McFall. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much for having us today.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind for you all.
Absolutely.
And now you get to just kind of revel. Yes. In the fun and look back at all the pictures and the video, I'm sure. However, Indian River County's Healthy Start is not the only one in the state, let alone in the nation.
Right.
In fact, you have a big mission.
Yeah.
And before we delve into the details of the event, which I gotta know about the costumes, I'm hoping that you could give our listeners a little bit of insight because birthing is not seasonal.
Right.
It's going to happen year-round.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Indian River County Healthy Start Coalition has been in Indian River County since 1993.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, there is a Healthy Start Coalition, available in every county in the state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
And that is a state mandate. There are 32 coalitions, even though there are over 60 counties in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And it's just depending on how many births you have in your county, if you have a dedicated coalition. And so we're lucky enough to have a dedicated coalition in New River County. Mm-hmm. And on the Treasure Coast, every county does have a dedicated coalition. So St. Lucie has a dedicated coalition, Okeechobee, Martin, Brevard. And so our mission is really to look at the gaps in care associated with maternal mortality, infant mortality, fetal mortality, and putting into place programs that address those gaps in care, mm-hmm. That contribute to those outcomes. And so we're lucky enough in Indian River County to have 9 different patient-facing programs.
Oh,
and
wow.
All of those programs are free to Indian River County residents. where we just focus on giving families the best care possible in order for them to have a healthy start at life. Because we know that if we build strong families from the very beginning, that we're going to have the best possible, strongest community. So we're here to just help from the very beginning.
Now, Megan, when you mentioned that you have these nine programs, at what point along in one's pregnancy are they able to start having those conversations with Healthy Start and determine whether or not it's a good fit for them?
That's a really great question. I would love for them to come preconception. So while they're even thinking about getting pregnant, that would be ideal. But if that doesn't happen, then the moment that they find out they're pregnant up until the child is age five. So we serve families up until the age five.
Oh, wow.
And it isn't just for moms and babies. We also have a fatherhood program. You'll see if you look on our social media, we just took the dads fishing this past weekend.
Love it.
And on the social media, you'll see a dad with a baby strapped to their chest and they're fishing on the 17th Street Bridge. So there truly is something for everyone.
This is interesting. Now, you mentioned that there are multiple programs. Is there one off the top of your head that you want to highlight a little bit just because it's so groundbreaking?
Gosh, I think I would be doing a disservice if I mentioned just one, to be completely honest with you. They're all really great. But when you look at something that we started ourselves that has made a big difference, that's our doula program.
Ooh.
Many people don't know what a doula is, and that is a non-medical individual that supports women during the prenatal phase and the birthing process. And it just really is your advocate because birthing is, you know, the most vulnerable time. And you really need somebody in your corner to advocate for you because sometimes women lose their voices and they don't know what to ask for. And so the CEO prior to me noticed that there were about 100 women in Indian River County that were delivering alone.
Oh, wow.
And I tell this story because it's very humbling for myself. So I'm a registered nurse. I have been a nurse for a little under 30 years. And for 17 of those years, I worked in the inpatient side at Cleveland Clinic Indian River Hospital. And the former CEO came to me and said, I want to start a community doula program. And in full transparency, as a registered nurse in the labor and delivery department, we're a little territorial. And I said, thank you, but no, thank you. And that's because I didn't see the value in bringing that program into that department. And she brought me the statistics and she just said, we want to help you. We want to help bring down your cesarean section rates. We want to help you increase your breastfeeding rates. We want to bring down your preterm delivery rates. And this program can help you. And I said, well, let's try it. And
wow.
Within 1 year of bringing that program in, training community individuals that were interested in shared vision, we were able to decrease just the cesarean section rate alone from 34%, which was over the national average, to 21%. And Cleveland Clinic lives there at that rate because of the partnership that we have with that organization. So that's a program. And because of those outcomes, we've trained 19 different counties in the state of Florida within our Grow Doula model, and it has just really lit a fire within the state of Florida. We now have the Medicaid organizations that are covering doula care, so that is a great.
It's a profound testament to the success of what can happen when
one
we
idea.
Rally together,
yeah.
and obviously support the mission. I mean. You're right. It, I feel like, and it's not just women in general, though you mentioned that sometimes women lose their voice in the pregnancy aspect of it. And I checked, it's a really long time. 40 weeks is a long time.
It is.
Some people don't even last that long in a job. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a bit of a hike and your body's going through all these changes. But, you know, people in general don't always ask the questions they think they want to a doctor. And so it's very easy to feel intimidated as a woman with all those emotions and feelings while you're, you know, cooking a baby to get lost in translation. And so this is powerful stuff. And of course, they can live link to your website and find out about all the programs.
Yes.
And they can just Google our Indian River County Healthy Start Coalition.
Yes.
Although, is it an acronym?
IRSC HSC.
Right. I'm like, it's a lot of letters.
It is.
That all stand for that. But you can Google it and we can get right there.
Yes.
So now, obviously, your largest fundraiser of the year
yes.
is the annual Dancing with the Stars. And I know that other counties do it too. So it's something that people, and of course, there's like a TV show about it. I checked.
There is.
So you have a good model to go off of. Yet I believe that Indian River County's Vero Dancing with the Stars really shines. I mean, we have such an incredible stage, mm-hmm. right, at Riverside Theater.
Yes. Great partnership.
I mean, what a partner indeed.
Absolutely.
To be able to have just to, I mean, adding the lights and the extra. You just, it's hard to recreate that everywhere. We're so lucky to have Riverside in our backyard.
Absolutely.
So now, Erin, how many dancers were alongside you?
There was 10 of us total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you don't know what each other is doing, right?
Except for little clips you might happen to catch on social media. Other than that, no.
Right. And then you're assigned a professional dance instructor. You're not expected to do this all off of YouTube videos on your own.
Correct.
Oh, good. That is so generous.
Just like the show.
Yes. Okay, good. Just like the show. And then how does it work? So the dollars raised, for every dollar, it equals a vote? Is that right, kind of thing? Or something similar?
It's 50-50.
Okay.
I wish Ron was here. Ron is our chair of our committee, and he's a former dancer, and nobody can really explain the way that the scores are tallied better than Ron. But basically, it is a 50-50. It's 50% fundraising and 50% on your score for the dance for that evening. And fundraising comes in many different facets. It's sponsorships. It's just general donations. It's the silent auction that evening. Every dancer is asked to bring a minimum of 5 items totaling less. Every item has to be at least $200. And so there's many different ways to go ahead and raise that money.
So as the night of, you're still tallying in those additional dollars coming in.
Yes.
It's a whole evening affair.
Yes. At intermission, which actually happens at the very end, it is a mad rush where there's about 5 of us that are in a small room tallying all of the dollars at the very end, because we are counting money in the cash box. One of us is doing that. One of us is tallying the money that is raised from the silent auction from the online platform. One of us is tallying the money that has come in from the online donation. So it is, you know, all done fundraising in that aspect. And then you know what your score is the night of the dance.
Which
and,
is so important for the audience. You know that they're chomping at the bit, as are the dancers, of course.
And they put on such an amazing show. Every year I say, how can this get any better?
This was not your first one.
This was not my first one, no.
Uh-huh.
I have been, because of the work that I've done in maternal child health, I've been a huge advocate for Healthy Start for so many years. So 2 years ago when I joined the organization, it wasn't a surprise, I don't think, to a lot of people that I joined Healthy Start. Because I had worked so closely with them from the hospital aspect. So I've been attending the event for many years.
Uh-huh.
But every year, I mean, it gets better and better. They just bring the spice. They bring the energy. They bring the lights and the choreography. It's phenomenal. It's a lot of fun.
So, Erin, now you obviously have an incredible figure, okay? So she does yoga instruction. In fact, she teaches at Level Yoga. And then Erin Lendahand method, right?
Erin Lanahan method.
Oh, thank you for correcting that.
Although that was something they used to call me in elementary school.
Oh, really?
Erin Lendahand.
I swear that's what I heard. I was like, oh, that's clever, because she's going to help coach you and guide you. I get it. So that's obviously like your daytime hat.
Yeah.
Now, had you been to Dancing with the Stars before?
I had not been to an event. My dear friend Lundy Fields, he won the year before, and I wanted to go see him, but my husband and I had something happen in the family. We had to travel, so unfortunately, we missed it. And I think a few years before that, it was COVID and it wasn't happening.
Correct.
So
So you saw his video and you were inspired.
I saw a lot of videos from, and I was inspired and also terrified.
Right, because this is like a big stage.
And they're good. I mean, it was amazing to see what people had created.
So let's talk a little bit about your gown and your style of dance. What is it that you performed that got you the big mirror ball trophy?
We called it the Bolero show dance. It's a show dance, meaning there's a lot of lifts. And because it's a show dance, there's not as many rules that you have to abide by.
I love less rules. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was my dance partner. It was all him. Well, I had no idea what that meant when he told me that's what we were doing.
You're like, I'm signing up.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Bolero show dance. Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Right? Let's go. Terrific. And so what was your attire? What did
it? So for the performance,
yeah.
I basically, it was like a leotard with kind of like a long sheer skirt and fishnet tights, which are pretty common in the dance world, and little dancing heels, some sparkle.
Well, of course, yeah. Darling. You're on stage with lights.
Well, it's funny because I was going into this. I thought, oh, I'm just going to have all of the sequins and all of the tassels and that kind of an outfit. And he told me, you know, you can't do any of that because we have the lifts. And they're going to cut me. So I got a little sparkle, but not as many as I would have.
Compromise of the century. I mean, you got all the sparkle in
yes,
the trophy.
That's true. I did.
Moving forward, which presently adorns her dining room table until further notice, friends. That's right. She's a busy gal. So the silent auction items came from all over. Community partners just stepping up, wanting to support the various dancers and the mission.
Yes.
And then there's bubbles flowing. There's hors d'oeuvres going.
Hors d'oeuvres, red carpet. You know, lots of champagne.
Who was our caterer?
It was Chive this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
And let's see, we got the red carpet, which if I'm not mistaken, my handsome gentleman at White Glove Moving and Storage helped move it.
Yeah, just let me take a moment to just thank those gentlemen. I mean, they were phenomenal. The work that they did the day of, you know, they came with smiles on their faces and just really helped do that, all the grunt work. That,
yeah.
I mean, and what goes into that event and the lift that they did for us was just so phenomenal. So I cannot thank you and the in-kind donation that your organization gave to us. When you look at a community that pulls together for, you know, a little small nonprofit like ours, it is very heartwarming to see because it takes a village to raise a family, but it also takes a village to go ahead and put on an event like this. And thank you for being a part of that village. They did a phenomenal job.
Happy to help. And truthfully, I mean, we're usually picking up big, heavy, bulky furniture. So when they're picking up red carpets and things and baskets with lots of sparkle and flair, I would assume they were giddy with
that red
with
carpet
the
is not light. Let me
it
just tell
large.
You, though, it's very large.
It
and
is.
Heavy.
I couldn't agree more. So this is an annual event. How many years running has it gone?
This year was year 13. So
year
next
13.
Year will be year 14, yes.
And good news, everybody. It's going to happen again.
It is.
Yeah.
We have the date for next year.
We do. And you can go ahead and tell us. And then we're going to break for a commercial.
All right. Drum roll. It is
Brrr.
Next year, Saturday, May 16th, 2026.
Wow.
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it. If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. And we are here with the Indian River County Healthy Start, chatting with our CEO, Megan McFall, and our 2025 Dancing with Vero Stars Mirrorball winner, the beautiful Erin Kalendra. We're doing a little recap. We're highlighting the mission, and there's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom groups in the latest styles and colors from Four Seasons, Braxton Color, Riverside, Hooker, Capri, Tommy Bahama, and more. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have anything you need for your outdoor living from Lloyd Flanders, Kingsley Bate, Brown Jordan, and Woodard, including a gallery of maintenance-free furniture from Berlin Gardens and Pollywood. Right now, during our summer savings event, we have lots of great half-price specials, including 50% off on all in-stock Universal Coastal Living collections. And all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half-priced. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store directly across the street that is filled with name brand closeouts. And visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with Moses, Treasure Coast Insider. Are you looking to get foxified? That's right. Summertime, you want foxy nails over in the Fresh Market Plaza, a second location off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie. Open 7 days a week. Of course, always gift cards. And, you know, you can bring the kiddos in there. They have little Disney chairs. It's so adorable.
It is.
And it's not just for the kids or for the moms. Guys, you're encouraged. That's right. It's Florida. And you are often exposing your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're looking. Union Home Mortgage, we are. Union Home Mortgage of the Treasure Coast, Shannon and Lucy, they want to help you get into the home of your dreams. Whether you're upsizing, downsizing, they have a variety of programs. Get the land, custom build a home, get some renovations. They have something for everybody, including our veterans, as America celebrates its 249th birthday. There's just so much that we have right at our fingertips and in our very special Treasure Coast. So we're in the studio, and we have Indian River County Healthy Start. Our CEO, Megan McFall, just unveiled that 2026 Dancing with Vero Stars is set for Saturday, May 16th. And, of course, we can follow them on all their socials to be able to figure out who are the dancers.
Yes.
And have we already picked some, or is it— people can maybe even volunteer. They can send you a note.
If you're interested, we would love to go ahead and know that. Yes.
Yeah.
We are in the beginning phases of putting out soft asks of individuals in River County
who may
be interested.
So this is where it starts. If you're listening, this is the perfect time.
Absolutely.
Now, we have our 2025 Dancing with Vero Star Mirrorball winner with us, Erin Kalenda. And, darling, you had some real thought behind the song and everything that you chose that got you that Mirrorball.
Yes.
Trophy. Tell us a little bit.
So the event was May 17th, 2025. My mother passed away May 17th, 2021. Mm. So we danced her favorite song. So when they invited me to do it and they told me the date, I knew it was a yes.
Right?
Yeah, so we dedicated it to her.
The universe is special.
Yeah.
And what was that song?
It's called Fight Song.
Oh.
And we did the lyrical version of it. It's a very popular pop song. We did a lyrical
interpretation. I dig it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh my goodness, that's very powerful.
Very beautiful.
And then, of course, there were professional judges that helped to get the scores that night.
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you find those judges, real quick?
We just put asks out to individuals. You know, the dance community is small but mighty.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of people on our committee who do know dancers and judges. And so the asks just go out, and, you know, there are people who know about the event, and sometimes they will even reach out and say, you know, if you need a judge, just let me know. And then we have individuals who are ones who come back year after year after year, like D. Rose, who just says, I'm in next year if you're interested. So, you know, we are always looking for individuals who want to participate. So
yes, and that includes obviously the opportunity for sponsorship, and throughout the year there's other ways. This just happens to be one of the big fundraisers.
It's our only fundraiser that we do because it takes so much work. It really is a year long process. So
and one more time with the website.
It is Indian River County Healthy Start Coalition.
And ladies and gentlemen, check out treasurecoastinsider.us for past shows or link this show and share it with others and go support our sponsors. Have a happy July. Cheers.